So nowadays, this particular village is known as Shergar. But the original name of this place is Kalenban. Anybody knows the meaning Kale? Oh, you all know, most of you. Kale means play. So here, Krishna and Balaram and all the cowherd boys used to come and play. In fact, you may not have noticed when we were entering the village, there was a school on the left side, Kalenban Intercollege. They named it, instead of Shergar Intercollege, it's Kalenban Intercollege. Because this is a very special place. We're just on the bank of the Jamuna. If you go upstairs, there's a little stairway there, you can see. Because I don't know, now there's new construction, but sometimes we can see all the way to Jamuna from here. Now, not far from here, we're going to go is a place called Ramgat. We know when we sing Jai Radhe Jai Krishna. Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rohini Nanda. So Rohini Nandan is Balaram. Now my friend here, who runs this temple, his name is Dodayal. Because older brother we call Tao or Dao. Therefore Balaram, he's the older brother, so we call him Dhaoji. And our pujari's name is Dodayal. Very merciful Dhaoji. Now about 500 years ago, one of his ancestors got a dream. Because we're right on the bank of the Jamuna. Now you probably don't know what happens. You give your cloth to the dopey, you don't know what happens after that. But they take it down to the Jamuna, and there's big flat stones. And they get it nice and wet in the water of the Jamuna, and then they go, pap, 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 on top of those stones. So in dream, this pujari's ancestors, Balaram came in their dream. He said, I'm there on the bank of the Jamuna, because when the Muslims attack, somebody just threw me in the Jamuna to protect me. And you see, most of the old ancient deities, they're not three-dimensional like our modern deities. They're sort of in a very, very heavy bas-relief. I don't know how you're going to translate that in Hindi, but anyway. Bas-relief. So, I'm lying face down, and just that big flat stone is there, visible, and the dobies are smashing their cloth against that. The farmers are coming and taking their plows and sharpening their plows there. In the morning, you go down the Jamuna and you'll see this big black stone. You please carefully get it out from the sand. So the pujari's ancestors, they went down there to the Jamuna early in the morning. They saw this big black stone that everybody was pat, pat, pat. And they told all the villagers to stop. And they got everybody together, and very carefully they dug and they dug, and they pulled out that stone, and you see this most amazing deity of Balaram. Hardly ever I've seen so beautiful deity of Dhaoji. That's why, though it's a little difficult, we always come here to see this place, the actual place of Dhaoji is at Ramgat, but we come here just to see this wonderful Dhaoji. Only one I've seen more amazing than him. There's a place over by Bulandshahr called Kurja, and they have the most astounding Dhaoji deity there I've ever seen, one of our life members' houses. But this one is very, very incredible. And you see, if you look closely on the back, you'll see on one side is his plow, Hal. Dauji's always carrying a Hal, therefore he got the name Haladar. Now, in English, we don't have proper words, so we say club. And sometimes I've seen Krishna Balaram temples and they have Dauji with a big Hanuman club. Though he knows how to, he taught Duryodhan, he knows how to play, fight with that, but that's not his actual weapon. Actually, he has a mushal. So you can see here in his, let's see, in his right hand he's holding his mushal above his head. And you can tell, you're somebody, you're confused, why Dauji's black, as we know Balaram's white. But you can see there's this Ananta Shesh behind his head, so we know that it's Dauji, Balaram. And devotees always ask, well, why is black? And I always ask, why is Radha Raspihari in Bombay, why is he white? Why is Radha Gokulananda in London, in Bhaktivinoda Manor, why is he white? He's carved from white marble. Now all of the old ancient deities you'll ever see, they're carved from this very nice black granite. Just like, how many have been on Navadeep Mandal Prakrama? You went to Nisringapalli, huh? Nisringadev deity is black. Anybody ever saw a black lion? We never saw. Well, he's black because he's, all the old ancient deities are carved from this nice black stone. But you can tell it's Balaram. He's got his Ananta Shesh behind his head. And he's got his plow on his left side. You see the plow there. And his right, he's holding mushal. Now, what is mushal? Because we don't have word for it in English, because we don't have things like this. And now, in Krishna Balaram Mandir, Bhakti Visramba Madhav Maharaj, he melted down our old Hanuman club and made a nice, beautiful silver mushal. It's got a little place toward the top where it's indented, you know, you can put your hand. And then it comes down and the bottom part is very big and round and heavy. And they make indentation in the ground and they cover that indentation with mud and make it nice and hard. Then they put all the rice, just like now we're going through the rice fields, you see them all harvesting the rice nowadays. And you put the rice in there and with that mushal you go bam, bam. So what happens is all the husk breaks off. Because sometimes now in the winter, now they're, you see the plowed fields, they're going to plant winter wheat. And the wheat, when it's growing, you know, you pull it out of its, it's very easy to get out of its husk, you know, and you chew on it, it's so sweet. So one time on Braj Vikrama, I tried the same thing with the rice, but it's got very tight husk around it. So I thought I'll just crack it, you know, with my teeth. But the husk has got little hooks, like little barbs, and they only go one direction. And I got those things stuck in my throat, and they want to, the barbs are pulling them down, and I'm trying to get them out. So you don't want to do that. So with the mushal, you break off that husk, and then you get the rice, which is the essence, the thing we really want. And that husk, that is a useless thing. Anart. So like you know from Bhagavad Gita, arta arti, who wants money, huh? Money is a very useful thing. Art. Anart, useless. So Dauji, he is the Adi Guru, no? And what is Guru's business? To get rid of our anarts. Therefore, Dauji's weapon is a mushal, you know? For smashing all of our anarts so that we can get to the essence, get that bhakti lata bij. We don't want this useless, other useless stuff. Therefore, that is actually Dauji's weapon, not a big Hanuman club, but this mushal. Another very, very wonderful pastime took place here. As we know that one time, Akrur came and took Krishna off to Mathura. Then Radharani and the gopis, they just went mad. And Radharani was running all over Braj. Where's Shamsundar? Where's my Prananath? Oh, Sham, where are you? She was just running. She became so crazy. She was just asking the trees and the creepers, have you seen my Sham run this way? She was asking the stones. She thought maybe he's on Govardhan Hill. She ran there to Govardhan Hill. She didn't see him in any of their favorite places. She said, oh, Govardhan, you're very high. Can you see my Sham anywhere? Do you see my beloved, my Balav, Prana Balav anywhere? Then she said, maybe he's playing with the cowboys at Kalinban. So she came here to Kalinban. And she came to the bank of the Jamuna. And there was beautiful blue lotuses in the Jamuna. And she thought, oh, there's Sham. And she jumped into the Jamuna. And Lalita said, now she's going to drown. Lalita jumped in after her. Now later we'll tell how Jamuna is the daughter of the sun. So they jumped in the Jamuna, but they went all the way to the sun. And Radharani, she saw Surya Bhagwan, and everybody was trying to tell her, now be pacified, this is your Prananath. But Radharani could tell she didn't have any special feeling by seeing this Surya Bhagwan. Don't try to fool me. So this pastime, just nearby here on the bank of the Jamuna, this is where Radharani jumped into the Jamuna. And from there she takes, this is a whole long, long story, we don't have time today. But this is from either Vidagdha Madhav or Lalita Madhav, I can't remember which right now. But this is how she ends up in a special form in Dwarka. From there she goes to Dwarka. This is a whole long, long, long pastime. Yes.
Yeah. As long as you can remember. They like stories.
Not for today. So anyway, I just brought you here because I'm just fascinated by this beautiful Dauji deity. He's so beautiful. And our Pujari Dau Dayal, he's very friendly to us. He allows us, many places they don't allow us to take pictures. So he's allowing us to take pictures. And you hear that bird? This is called titir in English, or in Hindi rather. In Sanskrit, taitira. This is a taitira partridge. You might know there's one taitira, Taittiriya Upanishad. It's named after this bird. And they run along the ground all day long. They don't fly much. They run along the ground. You'll see them. Then in the night, they go up in the tree. Now in the morning, they make this sound. I'm coming down. So that he was making his sound there. So as we go back out, you'll see on the other side of the street, there's a little tiny Madan Mohan temple. This little yellow building beside the mosque there. As we go out, you can just go take darshan of Madan Mohan and we'll go back to the buses and we'll go to a very, very beautiful place of Ram Ghat where we can sit for very peacefully and talk for a long time.